You always take the 3 points no matter what goes on in the game. So you're delighted to get the 3 points because at the end of the day it's the points which are important, and certainly the way the league is, it's so tight. 3 points is excellent for us today. I mean, there's a lot of factors when you're coming into a game like tonight. Just the fact you've got to travel all the way down here on the day of the game and then play the game, it can be difficult in itself. To concede in the first 10 minutes, not a great start. And then obviously to go down to nine men, finish a game with nine men and have to play about, I don't know, 26, 27 minutes with nine men. You're obviously delighted as a manager to come out with the 3 points. But I must say, I think any manager who gets the players to work hard and fight for the cause and do exactly what we did over the last part of the game, then you can't ask for any more.
You mentioned that the journey, and obviously this is going to be one of the longer trips you face, especially on a midweek tie. Did that have any impact in maybe starting a little bit slowly in the opening goal?
No, I don't want to use it as an excuse. I think even if you've travelled, it's got no bearing on. You should be able to defend a corner. It's a poor goal to concede. They've got the first touch on the corner and they've got the second touch, which is the goal. So I think you can make excuses, but I wouldn't make excuses. It's a bad goal to concede. And we have had, over the last few weeks, we've probably conceded, I think, three games run, we've conceded in the first 10 minutes. And it does give you a mountain to climb. But tonight we've got back in the game. I felt we were getting stronger in the game. Then we got the sending off, which was a setback. But the lads have kept going. And as I say, when you're down to nine men, they didn't really make that many chances against us. They had the odd flurry around a goal, but I thought we did really well, kept them at arm's length, and that's credit to the nine men who were left on the pitch.
Yeah, I mean, that first half, having gone a goal behind, it must be pleasing the way you got yourselves back in the game with what potentially was one of the first chances you really had in the game. Richard Pennicott managed to get his shot away, and Matty Pearson back in the side this evening managed to follow up and get himself a goal. Two players that worked very, very hard this evening.
They did. They both worked exceptionally hard, and it was a good goal. I think, you know, there wasn't a lot of chances made by either team. I think they hadn't had many efforts at goal, and we certainly hadn't. We hadn't tested the keeper, so that was probably our first move that we put together where we did test the keeper. And it was great for Matty to follow up a good bit of play by Richard Pennicott and get the goal. And that gave us, a foothold in the game. But certainly the sending off was a big blow because at the time I felt we were getting on top.
What did you make of the decision to send off Lewis Maynard?
I thought that decision was terrible. Wasn't a sending off. It was a really poor decision. And then I thought the James Bolton sending off here. The ref didn't have any choice because it was it wasn't violent, but it was reckless because although he got his foot on the ball, he wasn't in control. It looked from the sideline. As soon as he did it, I thought that's going to be a red card.
Sometimes when you watch the reaction of a player when they've been sent off, it almost tells the whole story. I mean, Lewis Maynard looked completely perplexed by it all. What did you see of the incident that led to that particular red card?
I just saw two players. You know, any time if there's a corner or if there's a free kick or if there's a throw-in, when two players are jostling for a ball, you get a bit of contact, and that's all it was. There was nothing in it, and I was amazed when he got sent off.
In the second half, you were bold. You threw on the extra striker, and it pays dividends straight away. You win a penalty, and I think I've heard with his first touch, potentially, yeah, Scott Bowden scores the penalty.
Well, look, as a manager, you have to make decisions, and you have to make substitutions, and sometimes they work in your favour, and sometimes they don't. But I was trying to be positive and give Richard a little bit of help up front. It meant that we would have to go a little bit more narrow in midfield, but I thought we could risk that to get another body up front, and on this occasion it worked. And you could say it's good management or whatever, but you're always trying something, and like I say, sometimes it comes off and sometimes it doesn't.
Unfortunately, though, you were only able to be bowled for about 3 minutes before James Bolton was the next one having an early bath. You already mentioned it there, but it's a big challenge on the halfway line, and it just looked very physical and, as you say, maybe reckless.
Yeah, it was reckless. It was unfortunate because he did have control of the ball at first, and then he lost control, and it's one of them where you sort of dive in and try and get the ball back. I mean, I've done it myself many times. It was obviously different in my idea because if you got any part of your foot on the ball, it was okay, but not now, and I have no I try.
He's not, I guess, with 10 men, he's just being on it, trying to make up those extra yards.
Yeah, well, I try to be unbiased if I can, and I thought the first decision was terrible, but I have no arguments with that. And I always try and be as honest as I can. That's the way I saw it. First one, no way red card, but the second one, I can see why he sent him off.
And I guess if you're going to try and defend out for 26 minutes, a team throwing balls in the penalty area for your defenders to just nod away, it must have been, for you watching on, the ideal situation, that the way they were throwing balls in for your guys to defend seemed to play in your favour.
It was. I mean, I said to Nogues on the sideline, I said, if they keep throwing long balls, I'm happy with that because it gives us a chance. We can probably handle that. What you don't want is them getting 2v1s down the sides and dragging you out, but they didn't do that. And that gave us the, you can then run down the clock, try and waste as much time as you can, take your time. All the onus is on the opposition. If I'm honest, I expected them to make a few chances in that last 20 minutes, but we've kept it to virtually nothing, so it's full credit to our players.
Do you think tonight could have been a bit of a crossroads in the season? I mean, obviously so much went on in the game and still a little bit adrift of the playoffs. If the result went either way, tonight could really dictate where you go on from here.
I don't... You know, it's... people ask me all the time about playoffs and how we're going to do and can we... But we are capable of winning games against anyone and we're capable of losing to anyone. And if people don't like it, but that's the top and bottom of it. We are what we are. We're a part-time team. We don't have the greatest budget in the world. So to expect us to go winning games all the time at this level is just unrealistic. But I always think that if the players put in a shift and they represent the Halifax, they represent the shirt, and they work tremendously hard like they've done tonight, I feel that's all you can ask. And as long as they do that, then I don't have any complaints. We are going to lose games, but as long as they're honest and they work hard, then they're doing fine for me.